again and walking in fellowship with him, your desires and God's desires should be the same. It should not be contrary. It should be the same. So is God's timing different from our timing? Yes. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. That's Peter 3:8. In this verse, Peter reminds us that God's timing does not match the timing of man or woman. What you may perceive as a lifetime, God sees as one day or 1,000 years. We must know this one thing, that we are in the world, but not of this world. God will send angels to encamp around us and minister on our behalf as they carry out the directives of God in the earth, in our lives. So when God is for you, who or what is there in the earth that can prevail against you? When God is for you, who or what is there in this earth that can prevail against you? I want you to get this in your spirit, that we are on the timetable of God. We are on the timetable of God. And I want you to get this in your spirit. When God is for you, who or what is there in the earth that can prevail against you? Whatever the devil is speaking to you, he is a liar. He is a defeated foe. He's a psycho failure who plots against God's people, only to see this man, Haman, hang. Oh my God. Remember, I want you to get this. The weapons may form, but they shall not prosper. The weapons may form, but they shall not prosper. Remember, the perceiving of weapons forming and confirmation that God is in control does not alleviate us from Christian responsibility. We are people who decree a thing and see it established. The weapons may form, but it's only going to build you up. It's going to push you into the will of God. It's going to let you know who you are in Christ. It's going to push you. It shouldn't push you back, but it should push you forward. We are a people who have authority over Satan. Come on here, somebody. We are believers in Christ, have the authority to resist and overcome evil. Also, evil spirits. This authority comes from the power of Jesus Christ, who conquered sin and death through his death and resurrection. In the name of Jesus. Just like in the days of Esther, in the days of Jonah, in the days of Jeroboam, prayer and fasting impacted outcomes. Prayer and fasting move things expeditiously. You can't do one without the other. While we are waiting in the midst of God's timetable, pray and fast. Seek God. Get to know him better. And lastly, I beseech thee in the name of Jesus, do not be among the ones who erroneously declare an entire nation must repent in order for God to act. I believe I say that again. Do not be among the ones who think that an entire nation must repent in order for God to act. The scripture is, if my people, not the world, not the majority, people of God know the word. It says, if my people, not the world, not the majority, if you're going to dare prophesy, you got to know the word. If you're going to speak authority, you got to know the word. You got to know the meaning. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is the people of God who must humble themselves, repent of their sins, stop rejecting rebuke and holiness, stop anything God despises, and turn to the Lord fully, seek his face, and call out to him. Then and only then, the Lord will hear from heaven and heal our land. Repent means to make a change of mind, heart, and action by turning away from sin, self, and returning to God. So why did Jesus say repent? When Jesus said repent, he was talking about change of heart towards sin, the world, and God. An inner change that gives way to new ways of living and exalting Christ and give evidence of the truth of the gospel. Prophets of God and prophetic people, I want you to stop posting things on social media about what the enemy is planning and start speaking your authority. Stop posting downhearted things about your health issues and this and that. Don't you know there are people that are preying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, and not praying for you? They wish ill will against you. It's time to turn. Get yourself together. Start leading people in a fast and a prophetic prayer. Declare the word. And please, if you are called to pray, pray. Take your place. Intercessors, take your place. Know your authority. Pray that fourth watch. Stand on the wall. Snipe out the enemy. The devil don't have nothing on you. You have defeated the enemy. You can defeat the enemy. You have that authority. So while we're on the timetable of God, don't rush anything. Just wait. Allow God to minister to you. Allow God to speak to you. Pray and fast. Our timetable is not his timetable. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, because we know, God, that our timing is not your timing. But God, even in the midst of us waiting, God, help us to continue to praise you, to give you the glory, but most of all, to learn more of you and to seek your face like never before, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is on this line, God. I ask, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to meet their need, to continue, oh God, to use them for your glory. And God, those who have a ministry and those who don't realize that they have a ministry, God, I ask that you will stir up the gifts within them, God. Show them who they are in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for them right now, and I give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-8953. And visit my website at patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do, and God does too. Remember, when you're down to nothing, rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Mighty is the Lord God, our Father, for truly He's worthy to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we invite your presence up on this line on this morning. Lord, we pray that you will have thine own way. God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Lord God, I present every need before you, O God. Lord, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. God, I pray that every prayer will be answered, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking for more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation of your word, but most of all, more understanding of your word. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, because truly you are a great God. You are a faithful God. You are a loving God. God, if you never do anything else, you done more than enough. And we just want to say thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today, I just want to encourage you on this morning. And I want you to know that we are on the timetable of God. We are not on the timetable of Satan. And what is the timetable of God? It means due time is God's time. When God knows we're ready, not when we think we're ready, the sooner we understand and accept that, the sooner God can work his plan in our lives. I know some of you are being discouraged and wanting to know, God, when is going to happen? You haven't seen anything yet, but I just want you to know that we are on the timetable of God, and God will release the very thing that he has for you. So what is God's timing? I'm glad you asked. In the New Testament, it means the kairos. And kairos means the appointed time and the purpose of God, the time when God acts. And you can look at Mark 1 and 15. So how do I know God's timing? To know God's timing, you must first know his will for your life. If you don't know his will for your life, you will not know God's timing. If you are born again and walking in fellowship with God, your desires and God's desires should be the same. Ha Yiddity Obo Shai.